The Mecha Pact makes a lot more sense when you set it against the backdrop of what's actually happening on the battlefield right now, because the military balance that everyone priced in 5 years ago is no longer the military balance that exists. We have two major drone stories today that together tell a story about how fundamentally the character of conflict has changed. The first, a Pentagon report concluding that Iran used drone swarms inspired by Ukrainian tactics to shoot down a U.S. F-15E. The specific detail here is extraordinary. Iranian drones fed the jet's GPS location, speed, and direction to ground commanders in real time before a shoulder-launched missile struck it. The drones weren't weapons. They were sensor nodes. They were the targeting solution.
That represents a genuine doctrinal evolution. The shoulder-launched missile, a MANPADS, has existed for decades and has always been a threat to low-flying aircraft. What's new is the ISR layer that makes it effective against a fast-moving, high-performance fighter jet. The F-15E is not a slow aircraft. Getting a MANPADS onto it requires knowing exactly where it's going to be, and that requires real-time tracking at a fidelity that previously wasn't achievable without sophisticated radar systems that would themselves be detectable and targetable. The irony you're pointing at, that Iran adapted Ukrainian tactics, is genuinely important. Ukraine pioneered the use of cheap commercial drones as distributed ISR platforms. That lesson traveled. Military innovation doesn't respect political alignments.
Which brings us directly to the second story. Ukraine's own drones defeated U.S. troops in a training exercise in Germany. This was apparently a structured exercise where American ground forces had to defend against simulated drone attacks using Ukrainian-operated systems, and the drones won. The U.S. Army has been trying to get serious about counter-UAS capabilities since at least 2022, but exercises like this reveal how large the capability gap still is. What's particularly uncomfortable about this for defense planners is that it's not a classified adversary system doing the defeating. It's a system that any moderately well-funded non-state actor or mid-tier military can now acquire or replicate. The asymmetry runs entirely in the attacker's direction.
Let me put a dollar figure on this asymmetry, because it matters for everything we'll say about defense budgets and alliance structures. A Bayraktar TB2 drone costs approximately $5 million. An F-15E costs roughly $60 million. A cluster of cheap commercial drones coordinating as a sensor network costs a few thousand dollars. The ratio of offense to defense cost is arguably worse than at any point since the advent of anti-ship missiles in the 1970s made surface fleets genuinely vulnerable for the first time. And when you look at that cost asymmetry alongside the Mecha Pact, Turkey is literally selling Bayraktars to any aligned party that wants them. You start to understand why regional powers feel like the moment to build independent military capacity is right now, while the technology is accessible and relatively affordable.
The Iranian case also has direct implications for U.S. force posture in the Gulf. If a relatively small, dispersed drone swarm can provide a targeting solution good enough to down an F-15E, then the aircraft carrier battle groups that have anchored American deterrence in the region for 40 years face a materially different threat environment than they were designed for. That's not a comfortable conclusion for the Navy. The Pentagon report stops short of recommending specific force posture changes, but the intelligence community reading this report is asking a very pointed question. If this tactic works against the F-15E, how does it perform against B-52s, tankers, or the surveillance aircraft that the entire operational picture depends on?